Good morning. Thank you for tapping in to Her Lesbian Lifestyle. And I am your host, Rhonda Jacina. And this morning at 5:10 a.m., I decided to jump on and do a podcast. Yes, it is early, and I'm just getting up. But I wanted to give you guys a podcast, and I said that I was going to be on here every day. And this is that time that I have right now in this moment, because I have to be to work at like 6:15. So I can give you a part of my day, because I work like about 10 minutes away from my house. So the topic of today is going to be the lifestyle that I live. And how did I tell my kids that I was lesbian, and my family and their response? So, I can start off with my dad. He's passed away now, but when I told him, he was very supportive. He said, baby girl, whatever makes you happy. And that's pretty much it. Like, he's met my previous relationships. He had not had a chance to meet my wife because he passed away in 2015. So he didn't get a chance to meet my wife. But before he passed away, he was on hospice. And me and him would have conversations, and I always made it a very important part of my day to talk to him about how I don't deal with men anymore, and he was in his right mind. And this is when he first started getting sick, so he wished me well. He was very happy. He didn't have a problem with it, so that was a blessing in itself. My family has always been understanding. So let's move on to my brother. He was like, okay, whatever. I think the only problem, well, it wasn't even a problem. The only issue that he had at that time, I was dating studs. So he would be like, oh, what's up, bruh? I mean, then he would say the person's name. So that made him a little uncomfortable, where he had to go to my mom and like, what do I call her girlfriend? Like, do I call her by her name? Do I call her bruh? Do I call her ma'am, sir? So that was pretty funny. So he was like, he wasn't tripping, because they were always extra nice to him. And not extra nice, I want to say extra respectful, because they knew that he was kind of different. So they, and not different, but like, it's a dude. How do I respond? What do I say? So he was like lost with what to say. Like, what do I say to her? Like, say anything to her. She's like a girl, but she's a girl that dresses like a boy. But at the end of the day, she's still a girl. So moving on to my mom. She was like, when I told her, she was okay with it. She was like, I knew that already, Rhonda. Like, you didn't have to tell me. And it was just like, we kind of laughed it off. She was like, you like to, what did she say? She busts jokes a lot. You're a carpet muncher or some shit, she said. And I just looked at her and laughed, because, yeah, she's just a funny lady. And I love her so much. She is like my best friend. But, yeah, she did bust jokes. And then it was like for that first week, and I wasn't even really dealing with anybody. So the first week that I came out and told her I was not in a relationship with anybody, I just was like, I think I like women. I think I like studs, mom. But like, her friends' daughters would, you know, we would go over there and I would kind of look and be interested and be talking, and she would be like, looking at me like, why are you so comfortable talking to her? She's a whole ass lesbian. Then, like, I think a month later, I'd end up telling her. So that was a story on that. Then we moved to my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's 21. Then at the time, she didn't have any kids, and she was like in junior high. And I told her, and I seen the look on her face, and the look on her face was very uncomfortable. And then like a week later, she was like, oh, mom, I'm going to one of my friends' houses, and they have two moms also. So I was in a relationship as I'm thinking, and she would be like, oh, I'm going to visit my friend, and she has two moms. And ever since then, she came back from that woman's house, and I thank God for them. I'm not sure if they're still together to this day, but I wish them so many blessings. I don't think that they're together, though. The last time I checked, they had split up and went their own separate ways, but nor here nor there. My daughter was very comfortable at that time. So I think that she felt like, oh, you're the oddball, nobody does this. And then like all of her friends end up having two moms, and it just worked out for me better, because I thought that was the one that I was gonna have to, you know, talk to, keep working on. And by her being the only girl, I felt like she felt, oh, another girl is gonna come in and try to take my mom, which that never happened, because she always spoiled. Like, she's my baby. She's 21 now. She has a baby of her own, but she's still mommy's baby girl. So that's how that went in the aspect of me telling her. She was perfectly fine with it. Then it moves on to my oldest son. He's 16, about to be 17 now. And when I told him, he was in elementary school in California. So California, Bay Area, San Francisco area, they were on it. Like, they knew it. They knew what a lesbian was, because come to find out, their teacher was a lesbian. She had a whole family. So it was like, oh, okay, gotcha. You know, so it was like that type of thing. So when I went to go tell him, he was like, oh, okay, I kind of figured that, because you hang around a lot of girls. He was like, and my teacher's a lesbian too, and she has a whole family. Perfect. It just worked out perfectly fine. So he was happy to tell the teachers. I think she felt uncomfortable telling them. And I think he was the one in the class was like, oh, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be ashamed. My mom is a lesbian too. So he was very out with it. He always told people, oh, I have two moms and a dad. And that's truly what he has to this day. And he's about to be 17 years old. So from elementary to right now, in the present, 2021, he is okay with it. He tell people, I have two moms and a dad. And it is what it is. If I don't give him any money, he goes to his other mom, and then he goes to his dad. So he is living the life. You're blessed with three parents, pretty much. And then he'll be blessed with four parents if his dad was to ever get married. So my family is really family oriented. I think their dad is a little more stricter on him, where I have to kind of back him up off of him. Now let's talk about my youngest son, then we'll get to my kid's father. So my youngest son was a year down from my oldest son, so he is 15 years old. And when I told him again, he went to the same school. They didn't go to the same class, but they dealt with the same teachers. And his response was the same. He's more quiet, laid back. My oldest son is very, he's a conversationist, if that's a word. I'm going to make that a word, if that's not a word. You'll talk to him and think you're talking to like a 21-year-old. And you got to say, hey, okay, this boy is only 20. I mean, this boy is only 16. He's way ahead of the game. He's been here before. So he's very mature. So you have to keep reminding yourself, no, he is only 16. Because he will talk you under the table. I told him, you need to be a lawyer or something, because you talk so much. Now back to my youngest son. He didn't have a problem with it. He's really like a mama's boy. So he's like, whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy, Mom. Long as you're happy, long as you're smiling, long as he sees that I'm smiling, laughing, happy. And since we've been in a relationship and he has another mom and I've been married for 5 years now, he's very comfortable and they're very close. Like, their relationship is very, very close. My wife does not have any kids right now at all, but that's like in the future for us. It's like sooner than later, because I'm 41 and she's like 33. So the age difference, I don't want to be like 50 and just starting our next family. So I don't want to do that. So yeah, that's how it is with him. So all of my kids, I thank God, like, they're all respectful. They all love her. Like, sometimes they don't even come to me with their problems. They'll text her or call her or go to her or deal with her and try to, like, if they see I'm having an overwhelming day, they'll deal with her and not tell me. And then she'll always check in with me and let me know, hey, I had to give, you know, the baby this type of money, or I did this for them. And I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. Now it leads to my kid's father. It was hard for him in the beginning, because divorcing him, because I had to live my life and make myself happy, that was, I think, a problem in itself. When, you know, when you know that person loves you, like, we have three kids, we were the white picket fence, and then all of a sudden your world crumbles. So when I told him and we got a divorce, he stepped off the scene of being a father for 2 years to gather his thoughts. He did pay child support before as being in their lives. At first, I didn't understand it, but when you are, you know, married to your first love and, you know, like, you lost everything. You know, it was like a feeling after we got over the 2 years where we sat and finally talked. It was like I lost everything. I lost everything in my life, and you took that from me. Now, he's very understanding. He's very mature about the situation. He knew that I had to make myself happy. I was making the relationship with him work. I didn't want it to work. I was not happy with him. And it wasn't just him. If it was another guy, it would have been the same thing. So he was feeling like, is it just me? I don't satisfy you? You don't like me? What is it? No, if it was like another dude that I was married to, he would be going through the same thing. I'm just not interested in spending the rest of my life with the man. I don't want to do that. So after me and him, it took a while. So I'm saying this like, oh, story from story. But that story with me and my kid's father, it took about 2 to 3 years for him to heal, for him to meet my partners that I was in relationships at the time. I think I've been in 3 different relationships. And then the last one was like, okay, this is the one. So he knows that I love her. He knows that that is my wife and I cherish her more than anything. So that was really something that he had to get used to, because it wasn't about him. It was like, not making your plates no more, sir. I'll tell his daughter, go interact with your dad. You know, your dad is here to see you. So I still, you know, hang out with him, and we still do family stuff. We have birthday parties together. We do everything together. That's something that he doesn't want to stop. So he did have an issue with that. When he did start coming back around, and him and my wife get along very well. They bust jokes. What do they call it? Capping on each other, talking shit. Just what a normal family does. But it's like, okay, we're just three parents and we have